This is Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
A window to the Latin universe.
Stanford 90.1 FM.
Radio Atenea Americana.
This is
Atenea Americana.
Bilingual house of culture on the air and online.
Radio
Atenea Americana.
Su casa de la cultura en la radio y online.
Para la radio 90.1 KCSU Stanford.
I am Isabel Jubes.
Isabel Jubes. Bienvenidos.
Atenea Americana.
Welcome. Bienvenidos.
From Stanford to the world.
Today, in People Change the World, we remember Luis Barragán, Mexican architect with a Pritzker Architectural Prize in 1980. He was the second architect ever to achieve this award, and the first Latino in doing so. Luis Barragán's full birth name was Luis Ramiro Barragán Morfín. He was born in 1902 and died in 1988. He was born in Guadalajara in Jalisco, Mexico, of wealthy conservative parents. He was brought up on the family big property on the southern state of Jalisco. He graduated of engineering from Escuela Libre de Ingenieros in Guadalajara in 1923, but he undertook extra courses in architecture to learn both trades. After graduation, he traveled to Europe to learn more about the classics in architecture and experienced in first hand the mastery of the great works of all times. During this long trip, he got acquainted with Ferdinand Banque, a German-French writer and designer, and also with the master of modern architecture, Le Corbusier. Later, with Mexican mural painter, José Clemente Orozco, among others. All those were inspirations that he cited through his fruitful and successful career. Although he was heavily influenced by the clean lines of modernism, the international style, and the lectures he took with Le Corbusier, he evolved into his personal style, moving from the strong functionalism of the Corbusier machine for living. Expressed it on a more colorful style that had been many times described as emotional modernism. He was heard to express that any work of architecture which does not express serenity is a mistake. He worked with light and natural materials to create an emotional response to spaces in the search of a serene and almost meditative state he strived to achieve. He lived in a time where Mexico's architects, artists, and intellectuals were searching for a new national identity and style after centuries of colonial rule. His work showed the evolution of formal movements to his personal style. For a long time, Luis Barragán worked with little acknowledgement. But in 1973, the Museum of Modern Art in New York created a retrospective compilation of his works and made him known to the international eye. More people and architects studied his work, and it wasn't long when he won, in 1980, the second Pritzker Architectural Prize. Later, in 2004, his house and studio in Mexico City, which was built in 1948, was listed as UNESCO World Heritage Site. Sometimes the work of Luis Barragán had been described as minimalist and as part of the international movement. But it is actually set apart by that mixing of Mexican, colonial, international style and modernism all in one, evolving with color in a very particular and unique way. Since then, he had influenced many other great architects like Álvaro Siza and Ricardo Legorreta. The great American architect Louis Kahn consulted Barragán to get opinion on his work, and is said to have helped him in his design for the Salk Institute in La Jolla, California. His opinion to change the original design from an open garden between the buildings to an open plaza with a single water feature is by large the most impressive part of this project. Today his work is regarded as one of the most important of the 20th century, and his buildings were renowned for their mastery of space and light. But he was also very influential landscape architect and urban planner. His work had been cited as an inspiration by a succession of other Pritzker winner architects, from Tadao Ando, Frank Gehry, and then Reem Koolhaas. Barragán is definitely one character who left his mark and a person to study and remember. He is today part of our series People Who Changed the World. Remember that you may find more links, photos, and more information in our website www.stanfordhispanicbroadcasting.org, and that you may listen again to this and all our programs there and on the go by iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, among other online platforms. For more information, remember to go to stanfordhispanicbroadcasting.org.
And this was Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
Stanford 90.1 FM.
Radio Atenea Americana.
A window to the Latin universe.
This is
Radio
Atenea Americana.
Bilingual house of culture on the air and online.
Su casa de la cultura en la radio y online.
Para la radio 90.1 KCSU Stanford.
I am Isabel Jubes.
Isabel Jubes. Vuelve pronto.
Atenea Americana.
From Stanford to the world.
Remember to come back soon.
Ciao.
See you later.